Well, there you are.
There you go.
So let's say you're one of those people who does some traveling, okay?
Yeah.
And so you want to check airfares, all right? So where do you go? Where do you go? Where do you go to do that? I mean, people have different places to go.
I usually go to Yahoo. I don't know why
do
Yahoo, but yeah, that's just sort of.
I go to Kayak. I like them.
Yeah, yeah. And, you told me about Kayak.
Yeah. And but there's Travelocity and there's Expedia and there's Priceline. And
right.
I do Kayak and Expedia, but I'll also check Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Bing has a rate fare predictor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And but then I'll also check the airlines.
Yeah, I'll always go to the airline because sometimes they'll be lower than the other ones.
Well, and quite often with Southwest, they're not part of that that group. But now there's kind of a new player in there when it comes to looking for airfares.
Oh, good, because I need to shop for airfare.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Google.
Google?
Why am I not shocked?
Well, and that's the thing is now that's got people kind of angry. For instance, I would be able to tell you exactly what it looks like. I just typed in IAH-LAX. So it'd be, for instance, if you're flying from Bush Airport to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they've got a couple of sponsored people up there that are ads, but the first one is, in fact, Google. And Google shows you the nonstops and all flights and just kind of gives you a little picture. But obviously, you're going to click on that because it's above Expedia and it's above Travelocity, it's above Priceline, it's above Kayak.
Yep.
And
I just did.
And all those people are not happy. Now, what Google is doing isn't breaking any laws, but it's kind of that implied promise that you'll give us an opportunity to elevate our standings in the first page rankings. That's what, you know, Priceline and Expedia and Travelocity will do. Because, you know, what they do is they remember the websites that you go to, and so they will likely elevate those when you go back to do the same thing. If you've booked flights before, for instance, through Travelocity, then it'll elevate Travelocity because you have a habit of going there. Well, now Google has kind of put themselves above them, kind of tamped those other sites down, and they're not happy about it.
I'll bet. The rich get richer.
Yeah, well, because we're talking, I think, $118 billion spent on travel, and so there you go. Google decides to just kind of elevate themselves and put them right there.
Those other ones probably wish they did it like the NFL draft. You know, the team that has the least hits gets to be listed first the next year.
Hotliner says, we're down here on page two. Would you please elevate us? Yeah. Anyway, you know, it's called website optimization, and they do that, but Google pretty well knows how to optimize themselves above everybody else. So there you go.
Well, you could always partner with Alta Vista if you don't like the way Google's doing it.
That's right. Well, or the aforementioned Bing, you could do that.
Sure.
You know, see how that works out for you. So now, if you don't like crowds, hold off a few days before returning the old Christmas gifts. Yesterday, the third busiest shopping day of the year, says the LA Times, because December 26th was a Monday, first of all, and that's the first one of those we've had in 6 years. And possibly because it was a federal holiday, meaning there were a bunch more people out there. And while there were not what you would call fire sale type prices out there, there was a pretty good discount for some cases because a lot of retailers did well early in the season. And so as a result, they didn't feel like they had to do the fire sale thing. But since we have to have a name for everything, yesterday was Gift Receipt Monday. Oh, hey, happy Gift Receipt Monday. Get a card for you. Anyway, that's when people took their stuff back so they could actually get the Christmas gift they wanted as opposed to what they were given.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how they have the numbers already, but the National Retail Federation estimates that holiday gift returns will be about $46 billion this year, up 4% from last year and 10% from 2 years ago. So see how that works.
Well, I heard about 10% of what was spent will be returned.
Yeah. See, I don't know. We'll see. That's okay. They want to roll a number out there, and 10's a nice round number and double digits and all that. So we'll see if that's the case. Now, but it brought up an interesting situation. It would be it'd be great to know what these numbers might have been 10 years ago. But a new study says an overcrowded mall is not good for business. These days, many shoppers don't like to be touched by a stranger.
Don't touch me.
They don't want to come in contact with people. So obviously the overcrowded mall makes that difficult. Retailers like the idea, you know, that the aisles are packed and that people are standing in line and getting ready to buy stuff. But according to researchers from Queensland University of Technology,
I don't know.
I think for the basketball team next year, because we're playing Arkansas Tech this year.
Well, but Queensland University of Technology, I mean, all you have to do is take the I in university and you've got quit.
Quitters. Yeah, let's get the quitters. Men and women who are accidentally touched while shopping are more likely to leave a store in a hurry and to dislike the product they are looking at.
Ah. Now, what if they're pepper sprayed? Do they like
that? Yeah, really. Yeah. Don't taste me, bro.
Now, the marketing professor who did this study instructed some relatively attractive people in their 30s to either briefly brush against shoppers or just stand near them.
You don't mind if I stand here, do you?
I mean, you just breathe loudly and stand within your personal space. As soon as the customers left the store, the professor logged their shopping times and asked them to share their impressions of the store and the item they were considering. And it turns out that shoppers who were lightly touched spent less time in the store and reported more negative brand evaluations, more negative product beliefs, and less willingness to pay than customers who were left at peace. Shoppers felt especially negative. Oh, this is a shocker. Are you ready? Ready? Get ready. Shoppers felt especially negative when male strangers initiated the contact.
I can't imagine why. Hey there, little lady.
Would you like a Walnetto?
Yeah. So, anyway. So while retailers...
Can I stand here and just smell your hair?
Yeah. That's right.
That sure is a good smelling shampoo you got. Yeah.
You want to share a bench with me?
Yeah.
I hate to buy you
an Orange Julius.
I hate to be forward, but yeah.
How about a pretzel with that?
Obviously, a smoothie.
Obviously, Chase has a plethora of lines ready. Right. Many introductory offerings for Mr. Murphy this morning.
Yeah, why not?
So what that really says is that we suck giving out Christmas gifts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's true. I mean, if you're 10% of them are going back, yeah, that's right. We don't pay attention, number one, okay? And then when we're actually told, we usually don't follow directions. So, yeah.
What is your favorite Post-Oak Mall bench there, Chase?
Yeah, really. The one in front of Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. So while retailers try to drive as many customers to their store as possible, overcrowding may, in fact, drive them away as well. As he puts it in his statement, for managers, a stranger's touch in a store means the money walks out of the store.
What? Does someone make that announcement? I'm sorry, I was going to buy this, but then this person touched me.
I just figured it's a new meaning for Christmas goose.
At the end of the year, when the rest of the world is taking her easy, you need a truck that never does. Ram 1500. With an available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 that gets up to 20 miles per gallon highway, and an un...